Duck Poems. Ducks have, in water, a feeling that they are not quite all there. That's why they keep looking down to see if their nether parts are still of the same feather, that they're still together. I too sometimes catch myself looking down to see if my feet are still on earth. And so when I look up, I return where I belong after long separation. Ducks have, in water, all they really need: food and drink and exercise, and a tight refuge. Strange to think they only cannot lay their eggs there, but must land. Why would any sane creature forsake all amniotic contentment for these dry and barren bits of earth? Why did our mothers' mothers climb out of the ocean? Perhaps there is, in all of us, some primeval notion that suffering is preferable to bliss. Ducks have, in water, but only clear water, and in good light, a kind of double life. The webs vanish, and they are doubly there. Upside down, beaks and ducks' eyes. Only they, when they look down, can see both halves, the webbed and the unwebbed. A duck maybe thinks she has reason to hide what she does with her feet. She must float, for no one must know she can walk on water. Ducks have, in water, another medium to communicate in. Do they know that sound travels faster down there, and speak as quickly as they think? Or do they simply blow bubbles and look silly? I should like to know. But water is another medium for me too. And if I stooped and immersed my head, I should think of something else entirely. Probably having nothing to do with ducks. Ducks have, in water, a visible class and grace they completely lack on land. Do they feel it? To be hypocrites? To shrug off the clumsy Quasimodo walk and slip noiselessly into Nijinsky? Well, hardly Nijinsky. But how easily they lure the viewer into hyperbole just by stepping off. As if they did not know that turbid, weed-choked bond contained all they had forgotten of their fate.